everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, the 11th of March already, 2013. We're live weekdays noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice and the home of the Buckmaster Show. We're live streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting my website, buckmastershow.com. TucsonSentinel.com also posts our program, as does TucsonCitizen.com. And we also have links on the homepages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, GVNews.com, and the homepage of Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. Our congratulations to our friends at Blog for Arizona. They were named by the Washington Post last week as the number one political blog site in Arizona. We get things rolling on this Monday afternoon with the Monday Political Face-Off, featuring today commentators Carolyn Cox and Paul Eckerstrom. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly conversation with the former U.S. Chief of Staff of the Army, General John Wickham. He was also the head of UN and U.S. forces in Korea. I can't think of a better person to have on the Buckmaster Show today to talk about and try to sort out this craziness that is going on with North Korea. Today, North Korea breaking the armistice that was signed in 1953 to end the Korean War. So we'll find out what General Wickham's take is on all of this. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to call us on our live line, 790-2040. Every Monday, we do kick things off with the face-off. This week, it's Carolyn Cox, chairwoman of the Republican Party of Pima County. We thank Carolyn for sitting in today for face-off regular Bruce Ash, the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. He is away on business today. Paul Eckerstrom is former vice chair of the Pima County Democratic Party and one-time chair of the Arizona Democratic Party. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Carolyn and Paul, how are you both doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, nice weather out there today.
Did you have a nice weekend, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah.
Do some gardening? Or
Yes, I trimmed bushes and wore myself out.
Oh. Any gardening in the...
No, I went up to the great state of Maricopa to watch my daughter play soccer.
Well, it was cold for the first part of the weekend. It was kind of chilly even yesterday. So I think, though, that might be the end of the cold weather for the winter. Rose, our producer, is doing a big thumbs up. She has had enough of the cold weather. Let's begin today, Carolyn and Paul, about Governor Brewer. She's trying to rally support for expanding Medicare. The governor would like the state of Arizona, Carolyn, to participate in the Federal Affordable Care Act, which would make all individuals up to 138% of the federal poverty level eligible for free health care. Current state law provides coverage up to 100% for most. That would be about $19,500 for a family of three. You and your colleagues with the Republican Party in Pima County, and I believe the Republican Party in Pinal County, and I'm not sure what other counties around the state, GOP counties, have said no to this.
That's right.
And what's the problem? Why?
Well, the problem is that she's being enticed by this federal money, which is not going to be here forever. And then when it drops off again, we're back in the same problem that we had when we did the tobacco settlement that Governor Napolitano brought all those people onto Medicaid. And then when the money ran out, we ended up with like a $3 billion deficit. So this is going to be even worse because you're talking about lots and lots of more people. But the real problem is that Medicaid does not do that good a job for poor people. And in fact, it is can even be shown that people on Medicaid sometimes have worse outcomes than people that don't have any insurance at all. And I really think, Bill, that the solution is what's called the volunteer physicians plan, which they have in New Jersey and have used that for the last decade. And this is a deal whereby the doctors agree to treat outpatient patients by for free and
for a few hours a week.
Yeah, for 4 hours a week. And in return for that, then the state would indemnify them, or in other words, pay their professional liability insurance for, you know, covering their entire practice. And this way, the individual that's on, the poor individual, actually gets to deal with the same doctor. Because they know if Dr. A works every Monday afternoon, that's when they can schedule their appointments. And we would have much, much better outcomes and, you know, at much less the cost. I mean, what John Brewer is talking about is like a $1 billion to the state eventually. And it's just – and most of that money right now is going to either big insurance, big hospitals, or to the Medicaid administrator, and it's not being spent on the patients. So they love the idea, but it's no good for the individual.
Paul Ackerstrom, what do you think?
I think it would be foolish to turn down the Medicaid expansion money. One, the Access program, which is our Medicaid program, is considered one of the more efficient and better Medicaid programs around the country. And on top of that, for the first couple of years, the tab is picked up 100% by the federal government, and after that, it's 90%. And I don't understand why we would turn down that money to get more people under an insurance umbrella for this basic reason. Hospitals are going broke in this state because our Access program actually got cut back during the recession. People were thrown off those rolls. And they have to provide care for anybody, even if they don't have insurance. And because of the large amount of people they're doing that for, and these people don't come in until things are really serious and very expensive, rather than getting preventative care, they come in with really bad situations, which are very, very expensive for the hospitals. And they try to pass that on to the rest of us who do have insurance. Our insurance premiums go up because of that. But at the same time, the hospitals are starting to be facing a situation where they're going to go broke if we don't do something. And turning down this money is just foolishness. And I think I agree with Jan Brewer that this is a kind of a no-brainer. And by virtue of this, one, we get more people covered under insurance. They get preventative health care. They don't get sick as much with the more expensive situations, you know, after it's gone. Their sicknesses have gone to a point where it's very, very serious. This is the whole idea behind getting people under insurance so that we can have better health care for cheaper in the long run.
So you're saying it's just crazy to turn this money around.
Absolutely.
Actually, Bill, Paul's making my argument for me because the reason that people don't go to the doctor is that, you know, they think it's going to be expensive and they just don't go. If they knew that they could go to a doctor, would not be charged for it, and it would be a doctor in their neighborhood because this would be doctors all over the city who would do this, they would be a lot better off. They would catch things before they got so ill and would not be. But, you know, there may be some hospitals in this state that are having financial difficulties. There's no question about that. But primarily, the big hospitals want this. These are the people who are getting behind this. And when you talk about the bed tax and that kind of thing that they're going to implement to pay for this, it is not as good idea idea as looking at alternatives. And Dr. Vliet, Dr. Jane Orient both went to Phoenix, talked to a few people, but the governor would not listen to them, would not hear this program. But it has actually worked very, very well.
790-2040, 790-2040. I'd love to hear what our listeners think about this. Should the state of Arizona expand the Medicare program? It does put Paul, the governor, and the party, her party, at a kind of an awkward position.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if you view it that they opposed the affordable health care at the outset, but that passed. That's the reality. And for us to turn down that money as a state would be foolish. Other states are going to take the money. We're going to lose businesses because of this because, frankly, if people are covered and health insurance costs go down because of this, health premiums my employer gives me will stay stable because of this.
But premiums are not going down, Paul.
Then businesses will stay here. But if they can go to a different state where premiums, health insurance premiums for their employees are going to be cheaper than Arizona's, they're going to move. That's a reality. So it's a business decision as well.
But you are not seeing premiums go down. In fact, you're seeing them go up astronomically, and people are going to be very, very surprised. And you even, you see people who are saying, I'm going to work part-time. In order to, try to keep what they do have now. I think that Governor Brewer is wrong because this money is temporary, and the federal government doesn't have any money itself. It's already borrowing to the hilt.
We're going to take a break right here. Carolyn Cox is with us, and Paul Eckerstrom. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Let's take a break right here. We'll be back right after this.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we come up to 12:21, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe. He'll do it all for you. Go out and do all the measurements. They will measure for a new mirror for you. They'll take care of all of that. Then they will hang everything you need. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Paul Eckerstrom is here and Carolyn Cox. We are talking about the governor's push to expand Medicaid. Paul says it is just crazy not to do this.
Yeah. One of the arguments that Carolyn's making is that somehow people who are not on any insurance are better off than people who are on Medicaid with better outcomes. That's just not true. All the studies show that people who don't have insurance, they don't go to the doctor, they don't get preventative care, they end up in an emergency room, sometimes dying, but more importantly, they also have very expensive conditions by that point. They got so serious that they actually go to the emergency room. That cost gets passed on to everybody else in their insurance premiums rather than them getting the preventative care that's cheaper to deal with the issue before it gets serious, and it saves lives. And I just don't understand why this country can't get it through their heads that we need everybody covered in some way, fashion, or form, we're not getting that. Under what we used to have. And the affordable health care program is actually moving us in that direction. It doesn't get us there to total 100% coverage of everybody. But by doing that, it's going to make people healthier.
You're
and it's going to save us
universal
money.
Universal health care is the way that we should
be. Everybody needs to be covered one way or the other.
Carolyn
everybody
Cox.
Needs treatment, but there are better ways to do it than through a government program, because whenever you get the government involved, the prices always go up, everything costs more than it needs to, and then the way that the government copes with this is they cut the reimbursement to doctors. And what happens is that more and more doctors are not taking Medicaid patients because they lose money on them. And I think that this volunteer doctors program is a marvelous idea.
But you say it didn't get to first base with the governor.
Well, not in Arizona so far, but it's worked very successfully in New Jersey.
Well, Governor Christie in New Jersey, a Republican, is taking the Medicaid expansion money.
But
we can do both.
That would be nice if people had a choice. choice, if they could have private, a private choice as well as a government choice. But in so many areas, the government isn't willing to do that. Like right now, Obamacare is trying to get rid of the health savings accounts. They're trying to get rid of ways in which people can really spend their own money and make good choices. The other problem. It just the money is not going to be there, and then what are you going to do when you have to kick these people back
off? You're not going to have to kick people back
off. Yes, they are.
The state just needs to put in 10% of the of this. 90% is coming from the federal government. That's a great deal. I don't know why we would turn it down.
Let's take a call here. Chuck has been waiting very patiently. Chuck, you're on the Buckmaster Show live line with Carolyn and Paul. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bill. Carolyn, I just have to agree wholeheartedly with what you've got to say. And if our governors would govern rather than stick their greedy little fingers out, we would have a much better state. There are so many states out there that are in the black, and we're struggling in the red. We tax our people to the hilt, our businesses, we chase them out, and it's just an ongoing thing. And once you take from the federal government, they've got their hand in our pockets forever. And our government, as you said, does not have any money to give. I mean, it's ludicrous to take this money.
Okay, thanks, Chuck.
And you're right, it doesn't. And, you know, they have hired 16,000 new IRS agents, and I think it has to do with these subsidies that they are thinking that they're going to, give to lower-income people. But they're going to check on what you make, and it's going to be based on your previous year's income. So if you get a subsidy 1 year and then you assume you're going to get it the next year and you take it and finds out you made more money, you're going to have to pay it back. And they're also set up to be able to go after your assets if you have any medical care when you're on Medicaid. And if as they raise the level of people who are covered up to 138% of poverty, you're going to find people who own houses and cars and shops and things like that, and the government's going to come
Paul
after
is
this
shaking
money.
His head here.
Well, let me disagree with one thing the caller has said is that we're highly taxed in this state. We are one of the lowest taxed states in the country. We have 1/3 the state income tax we had in 1990. And if you want to know why we've been having budget problems over the last 10 years, it's because of all those cuts that we took from the 1990s into the 2000s that cut back our revenues in this state. And that's why our schools are last in the country in terms of funding. And that's why, you know, Carolyn is worrying about this 10% that we're going to have to put in 2 years. Well, it's because we haven't been willing to raise enough revenues to do the basics for our people here. Our roads are falling apart because we're not willing to raise enough taxes to fund, filling the potholes, for example. Potholes, let alone building new roads for the new people who are moving here.
I think our roads are falling apart because we're spending money for things that don't make any sense. Whether it's the trolley car or stuff like that, we should be out fixing roads, not putting in some kind of a transportation system that it's going to take $4 million a year to keep it going. And the paperwork is unbelievable when you think about what Medicaid requires. And if you went to the volunteer doctor program, there wouldn't be any paperwork. You would come in, get your service, and leave. And the doctors wouldn't have to hire two or three administrators to fill out paperwork.
And Joe Dreyfus, who does a show here on the weekends on Sunday, The Visit from 5 to 6, Joe says he didn't have time to go on the air here, but he says because of Obamacare, it takes two nurses to do all the paperwork that one nurse used to do and his wife is in the nursing field.
Well, let me answer that. Okay. If we want to deal with paperwork, all the studies have shown that if you want to do paperwork, we should go to a national health insurance program.
It would cut down?
It would cut it by one. Look at they in Canada, where they have national health insurance, mm-hmm. they have 1/4 of a floor in a hospital to do billing because they bill basically one insurance company, which was the national government.
Price for one procedure.
Right,
everywhere.
And in our country, we dedicate 4 floors of administrative billing processes in each hospital. And that's just – so it's astronomical.
Do you
what
know
we could
why
save.
Canada
– We could save over $260 billion a year in our healthcare system on administrative costs if we went to a single-payer national health insurance
no
program.
Way.
And so if
no
you
way.
Want me to be critical of paperwork, I'm critical of paperwork. We could be much more efficient if we went that
going
way.
That
Do you know
and,
why
and
Canada
I, so
actually
I,
worked? Their medical system actually worked was because people who were really ill could come to America and get treatment.
That's
and
not
they
true.
Are go- yes, it is,
That's
and they
true.
Are getting more and more private insurance going in Canada because they realize that their single payment system doesn't work.
It's All the most right. popular program in the Canadian government.
Paul Eckerstrom, Carolyn Cox, thank you both for taking your time out of your busy day to be with us on the Monday Political Face Off. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Coming up, General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff and head of all American and South Korean forces in Korea. He'll have the latest on the deteriorating situation over in Korea. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will have to report to jail as he awaits his sentence for corruption in office. Judge made that decision today, hours after a jury convicted Kilpatrick on 24 charges. The top UN spokesman says the armistice ending the Korean War remains valid, still in force, despite North Korea's claim that it has been nullified. The White House says it's concerned by the threats of war coming out of North Korea, and it's warning the North that it will achieve nothing by threats or provocation. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says he'll review a case involving an Air Force general who dismissed charges against a lieutenant colonel after he was convicted of sexual assault. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 29 points, and NASDAQ trading 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:35. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, makes a great weekend getaway. Arts, hiking, birding. Silver City's historic downtown, lots to do over in that area. Only 3.5 hours east of Tucson, plenty of great places to stay, including Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort and Bear Creek Cabins. You can find out more at Silver City in Grant County about everything that that area has to offer. SouthwestNewMexico.org. North Korean state media is now reporting that North Korea has carried through with a threat to cancel the 60-year-old armistice that ended the Korean War as it and South Korea begin staging dueling war games amid threatening rhetoric that has risen now to one of the highest levels in years. I can't think of a better person to have on the Buckmaster Show to give us his impressions on these latest very disturbing developments out of Asia. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs. He is General John Wickham. He was the U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987 and Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1972 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army before retiring to Oro Valley, where he joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. General Wickham, thank you so much for being with us today.
Delighted to be with you again, Bill. Yes, as you point out, the North Korean situation is ominous, but there are some interesting realities. Too much biking, that's causing a little allergy.
You're a little biking, I should say. Yeah. What did you do, 10 miles today?
Almost, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. And just back from your biking, so we'll...
Well, I'm sorry, I should have avoided it on the program.
No, go ahead.
But about the North Korean thing, I think it's important for Americans to understand where we are today. The North Koreans have been pushed into a corner by the sanctions and by actions to isolate them. And you have to recognize, as an analogy here, if you had a bad child in a family, how often do you berate and punish the child before you begin to realize this isn't working? The child is getting worse. Maybe we have to do something else. the conventional wisdom is that we're going to continue these policies of sanctions and isolation in North Korea, punish them. We're really punishing the North Korean people, not the leadership. And the result of those policies, in my humble opinion, has gotten us nowhere. What we have done in the Asian mentality, having lived there, I think I understand it a bit, we have destroyed the North Korean dignity, their attitude that's called kibun, their face. And once you destroy the face, you don't have any basis for negotiations with them. Now, the Chinese, to their credit, even though they've been a participant in these sanctions, have said the time has come now for us to reduce tensions, to begin talks. And I think, in my humble opinion, the time has come for us to begin some talks with the North Koreans, even though we may not have stomach for it. I think we need to sit down with them and see if we can hammer out, for example, an end to the Korean War, sign a peace treaty, open up trade. Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico and the head of Google, just returned from a visit to North Korea, and they were bringing back a message that openness may be a wonderful experience for the North Koreans and beneficial for world stability and the regional stability there. So I think we have got to move in much more of an open direction than the way we're headed. There's an interesting development in the South Korean situation. A new president, Park Geun-hye, a woman that my wife Ann and I know when she was the daughter of the former dictator, Park Chung-hee, when we were over there and I was the commander and got to know her reasonably well. She's a very capable woman, and she's anxious to develop a relationship with North Korea. She's going to be tough, but she wants to be an open person towards North Korea. So I think we have an opportunity to do this. There's another ominous development, Bill, that relates to all of this. The New York Times reports today, as you know, that 65% of the South Koreans, according to polls, believe the time has come for them to acquire nuclear weapons. And the next shoe to drop is going to be the Japanese. There are already Japanese legislators that are saying the time may be right for us to acquire nuclear weapons. That's all crazy. We've got to begin to stop that. And one of the reasons for the South Korean attitude is they feel that our policy of going to zero nuclear weapons, which the president wants to do and has some moral reason behind it, will withdraw the nuclear umbrella from them, and they are defenseless against North Korea. So I think we need to think through not only our nuclear policy, but also how we deal with North Korea.
General John Wickham on the Buckmaster Show with some of his thoughts on this, what seems to be a deteriorating situation. You mentioned North Korea really feeling like it now is backed into a corner. They're reaching out to Iran for exchange of nuclear information.
That's true, Bill, exactly true. And they also recently reached out to Myanmar, the former Burma country, and there's some evidence that they were exchanging nuclear technology with the military leadership in Myanmar. Now, there may be some beneficial results because of this, because Myanmar and North Korea seem to have a relationship, military relationship. And the fact that Myanmar and their military leaders have realized that the way future for their country is openness to the West. And they've just done that. We've read about it. You have, too. That may lead to some openness on the part of the North Koreans. But the North Koreans have a relationship with Iran, and one might think in the future that Iran could test a nuclear weapon in North Korea, claiming it's a North Korean test, but actually it's an Iranian test.
Yeah, you could see that happening. General Wickham, we're going to take our break right here. If any of the listeners of the Buckmaster Show have any comments or questions for you, you would be delighted to entertain them at 790-2040, 790-2040. The world a very dangerous place, and I feel more comforted just talking to General Wickham and getting his perspective on this situation in Korea. We'll also talk about Afghanistan as well when we come back.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, former head of U.S. and South Korean forces in Korea. General Wickham, the latest out of Afghanistan, the new Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, his first trip as Pentagon Chief, had a few problems as Afghani President Karzai accusing the United States and the Taliban of working together. What's that all about?
Karzai is an unguided rocket, difficult to deal with. On the other hand, he is the elected president. You remember, Bill, at the end of the Vietnam War, we had similar problems with the Vietnamese leadership, too. So Karzai is recognizing the circumstances. In his own country, there's an election for a new president. He cannot run himself in 2014. So some politics are at work here. Nationalism is raising its ugly head about control of terrain in Afghanistan. Afghanistan does have a lot of mineral wealth, and it's inaccessible right now. But there's a belief in Afghanistan that various countries would want to be over there to have a opportunity to get that wealth, mining, for example. So I think his attitude is understandable, but an irritant nonetheless. The reality is we are coming out of that place, 2014. We're probably going to leave behind 5,000 to 9,000 trainers from the U.S., plus some NATO people. We're probably going to have to spend billions of dollars a year to sustain their military activities, but we'll just have to see how long this can continue. We made a big investment in that place, and we need to see some results.
The sequestration, is it unclear, General Wickham, at this point, what the full impact will be on our military?
That's clear. There are some interesting developments. One interesting development is the sequestration. As awful as the process is, the fact that we're making these automatic, irrational cuts rather than reasoned cuts, one of the benefits is that it actually does cut defense spending and government spending and helps reduce the deficit. So that's beneficial. I do believe that the Defense Department can make further cuts. Not as large as our forecast with the sequestration, but I do believe we can make some further cuts. And so there are going to be some cuts for impacts in Tucson, for example. I think that Raytheon is already considering some furloughing of its employees, and it may believe that it may see some of its defense contracts cut in size, if not entirely. So not a large cut. I don't think there's going to be any impact on Davis-Monthan, although there may be some furloughs of employees there, but not the military. On the veteran side, the Veterans Administration is not covered by the sequestration, so there's not going to be any cuts in the Veterans Administration. But veterans are going to face some problems because certain programs that the military departments fund out of their own funds are going to be cut, and veterans are going to see some of those reductions, like the Warrior Support Program.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:53. I'm curious about Senator Rand Paul's 13-hour filibuster talking down the drone program in this country. Some of your reaction to drone technology.
Well, actually, you put your finger on it, Bill. Drone technology is with us. It's known all over the world, and more countries are acquiring drones. And actually, we are training more drone pilots in the United States than pilots that will fly fixed-wing aircraft, jet aircraft. So it's going to be around and increasingly in use. And what it does do for us, it provides enormous capability for surveillance in all kinds of weather and almost every hour of the day. If we can get some nuclear-powered drones, which the Defense Department plans to do, in the air. And it also has, with the means of putting weapons on them, the ability to kill without putting boots on the ground and making them vulnerable. So we're going to see more and more of this. But you put your finger on something of increasing importance. When we send drones aloft and send them out to kill, as we have done and are continuing to, there have been almost 5,000 foreign people killed by drones in the recent years, and there's going to be more of this as we go after terrorists. The question arises, what kind of legal authority exists to do this, and particularly if you were to use a drone in the United States to go after some criminal or somebody that's threatened to someone in a bank or something like that, and the police couldn't do it. So I think we do need more oversight and more transparency than exists today, and I think we do need much more explanation to the American people about what the policy is and what oversight is going to be provided.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Richard wants to pick up on this topic of drones with General Wickham. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, General, this Aviation Act that was evidently passed about a year, year and a half ago, I guess by both parties, we now find out that people in this country are now finding out we're going to have 20 or 25,000 police, intelligence, and or military drones on top of us, on top of our civilian society. General, this is a huge shift in our nation. And not, as a matter of fact, many people think this is probably the end of freedom in our country. A society under surveillance, sir.
All right.
What do you say to that?
You raise a very important issue, Richard, and that's all part of this drone policy. Drones in the United States would be used for surveillance. As you know, you've seen at nighttime in the afternoon, drones that are aircraft are flying around looking for criminals. Potential criminals. We also have aircraft flying around over the Catalinas looking for lost hikers. So drones can do that, and instead of aircraft, safer and less costly. So we're going to see more drones taking over the work of civilian and military flown aircraft. But I think, and for beneficial reasons. But you raised a good point. We need to understand what this surveillance is going to mean in terms of personal freedoms.
All right, General Wickham, I want to return to our top story of the day, North Korea. Where is this going to go, and how serious is a threat of North Korea to use nuclear weapons?
Not very serious, Bill. We think they have six weapons. They have small-range missiles. They are trying to develop intercontinental ballistic missile capability, but they're a year or two or three away from doing that. Would they ever try to attack the United States? I don't think so. The North Korean leadership is not crazy. They would not try to hurt the United States for fear of what retaliation would do. It would wipe North Korea off the face of the earth. So I don't think that they're going to do that. But they will continue to threaten us. And what are they? Why are they doing it? They're doing it because we've push them into a corner. We're trying to isolate them more than they feel they are. And we need to listen to the Chinese that are telling us with Asian wisdom, now is the time to sit down and talk. Now is the time to reduce tensions.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to leave it right there. We so appreciate your service to this country and your service to this program of bringing people together on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thanks, Bill. Delighted to do it. You've got a wonderful program, and I hope more and more people listen to it.
Thank you very much. General Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Have you ever thought about speaking in public? A lot of people are afraid to speak in public, but others would like to give it a try, and that's where Toastmasters Club comes in. It was founded in December of 1957. They have a very active chapter here in Tucson. They're having an open house on March the 13th. That is Wednesday. And their meetings are really every Wednesday, 6:15 in the morning, 801 West Congress. That's the Pima County Housing Building. And the meetings end promptly at 7:30 in the morning. They're having the big open house. Might want to come and check it out. Maybe public speaking will be for you. And if you're afraid of public speaking, well, this would be a way to conquer that fear. The Toastmasters open house Wednesday at 801 West Congress at 6:15 in the morning. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. We love Culligan water, and so do our guests. Each guest on the show is given a bottle of Culligan water, our in-studio guests, and Culligan offers the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. All of our guests love the Culligan water. Well, why wouldn't they? It simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, he is the 2013 Golden Mike Award winner. It's the John C. Scott Show. John, the Dean of Local Talk. Then tomorrow morning, Chris and Joe with the Wake Up Tucson Show from 6 to 8. Our guests tomorrow will include Dr. Victoria Mazes, head of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. Also, Shelley Fishman will have his Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley, certified financial planner. Also, Ethan Orr, Republican state representative, will give us an update from the legislature, plus our monthly technology report presented by Cox Business. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.